Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. Here we are in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. And as mentioned, it's kind of a tumultuous week, a little anxiety. And so what else is new in agriculture? It's been a stressful couple of years. The weather has been better. Crop prices are better. But still, these are very stressful times in agriculture, and there is a lot of anxiety. So we're going to talk about it with the professor at NDSU, but he's an Extension Family Science Specialist. And anybody involved in the family know we got to talk about stuff. So Sean, Dr. Sean Brotherson, good to have you on the radio.
Great to be with you, Mick. I appreciate the invitation today.
You bet. I'm going to start with something that I just talked to somebody about today. Their, I think it's about 8 or 9 year old child, just focused on and stayed up late on Tuesday night and just fascinated with the election returns. But now in the last day or so, worried about the riots that might happen, or the what's going to happen, the stealing of the election, and all these terms that are thrown. This is real tough on a child who it's hard for an adult to explain it, and it's difficult for the child to understand what is going on in the country. So, I mean, let's start there. How do we explain what's happening in the USA this week to a child?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it kind of frames a larger issue, which is that when you see a lot of stress and anxiety in society at large, whether it's due to a natural disaster, or whether it's due to a political event, or something else, media attention to those things tends to amplify what's going on pretty dramatically. And that kind of ripples out into the consciousness and the feelings of everybody who's paying attention to that. And so while, you want to be informed about issues where you need to take action, like, if you're going to be voting or if you're going to be responding to a natural disaster or something, you also don't want your media diet, and especially the media diet of your children, to be inundated by so much of this kind of amplifying of what is happening and the stressful components of it, that it just becomes overwhelming. And what happens is people start to feel paralyzed by it. They feel like, they become combative about it, or they just want to shut it off and not talk about it at all. So that's what we call fight or flight, or else they just feel paralyzed. Like, I don't know how to respond to this situation. It's beyond my ability to do anything, make an actual difference. You kind of are giving, like, your current sense of well-being over to this, larger thing beyond your control. And so to me, with kids especially, sometimes you need to turn that off and shrink their world back down a little bit to kind of their immediate world. Hey, we've got work on the farm, or we've got to have dinner tonight, we've got to get some chores done. But shrink their world down a little bit, and you can talk about those things, but first you need to help them feel back in control a little bit. And you do that by putting some distance between that constant attention to the media barrage that you may get with a big event that is stressful.
All right, now taking the analogy of the presidential or the election in general this week, and kind of cut and paste that same situation over to the farm, where there is stress, anxiety. Farmers are constantly barraged by crop prices, policy, trade issues, county commission meetings, township board meetings, school board, one thing after another. There's a lot of stress out in the rural areas that, well, I guess folks in town, yeah, there's urban stress too, but man, life in the country the last couple of years, it's no piece of cake. It ain't American Gothic, is it?
No, there's definitely, and we talk about that, typically farming and ranching are listed among the top 10 most stressful occupations. If you look at different areas that people work in, but also they're very rewarding occupations for people who tend to work in them. In a lot of ways, people wouldn't do it if they didn't find a lot of reward in it as well. It's just that, you know, kind of these chronic stresses happen to go along with working in farming or ranching where, hey, you know, you're going to have to spend some long hours getting your crop in or whatever the issue might be. That's just part of the lifestyle. But when you pile on top of that, fairly large additional stressors like, hey, multiple years of low commodity prices or a couple years of pretty challenging weather concerns with excess moisture or things like that, that's when things become more complicated. And so you have to increase your resilience to be able to deal with kind of the added level of stress that you're operating under for whatever period of time. And it might be a fairly lengthy period of time. And that's why resilience is so important, which is kind of your ability to bounce back, you know, from kind of difficult challenges. That's why you really need to focus on it as a priority. And I really like to say that if you look at all the assets on your farm or ranch operation, the one you typically don't list, but that is the most important, is your health. Because health really fuels your ability to be resilient, you know, and kind of get through those more challenging, stressful times.
We have greatly enhanced highway traffic safety. You know, you're using seat belts, don't drink and drive, don't text and drive and all that. But people are still dying on the roads. We have some great programs out there in the country, like pull the bootstraps and all these great phrases. And, you know, we've been saying for so many years in print and on the broadcast media, check on your neighbors, check on your friends. If somebody's not quite the same, you know, tell them, you know, you're behind them all the way. Is that enough? Are these things making a difference?
Yeah, I'm very encouraged by the conversations that are happening across farm country relative to the importance of thinking about all aspects of our health, you know, not just the health of our farm operation, like, hey, you know, looking at, you know, soil quality or something like that. You know that's important, or you know the quality of the feed that you're giving your animals is really important to their health and, you know, how they finish before they go to market or something. Well, just as important as those dimensions of health is your health as an individual operator and the people who are working with you on your farm or ranch operation. And I think that I think people are becoming more open to that conversation, and there's more recognition that just has to be a real critical priority in how you operate every day. Is to think about, hey, what am I doing today? Not just to care for the health of my animals or my operation, but to care for my health and the health of the people that are working with me. And the good thing is that while, you know, there may be certain things that affect an operation, you know, like a policy decision out of Washington that are beyond your immediate control, something that's very much within your immediate control and ability to do something about every day is your physical and your mental health. You know, you can exercise, you can make sure to take some rest breaks during the day, you can do things that are important for your mental or spiritual renewal. That's, you know, engaging in activities that you enjoy, engaging in faith practices that are meaningful to you, having conversations with people that are close to you. So those are all things you can intentionally do, and they make a huge difference in how you feel and then how you're able to operate on a daily basis, no matter what other kinds of stresses are happening in the world around you.
Yeah. Sean, someday we might find a cure for Alzheimer's. Don't know if we're ever going to get a cure for cancer or the common cold, but is there a cure for suicide? I mean, is there a way to stop people from taking their own life?
Yeah. Very much, I would say that the experience of having suicidal feelings or thoughts is really unnerving for an individual, especially if they haven't experienced it before, or if they haven't had someone close to them who's gone through that experience of of having feelings of self-harm, then it can feel like, gee, how do you stop something like this? And we don't stop it by pushing it under the rug and saying, oh, that's a scary thing, we don't want to talk about it. We just have to be open and say, hey, there's times in life when things get challenging enough that someone feels like, hey, I just kind of want to disappear, or I don't know how to deal with this. And it's really important to be open to having that conversation. But suicidal thoughts or feelings are highly correlated with depression. So basically, if you want to slow down or diminish or stop the likelihood of suicide, then you have to very much diminish depression, right? And depression is just, you know, we talk about it in different ways. Depression is a health condition, just like having diabetes is a health condition. It doesn't mean that you're broken or that you did something wrong. It means just that you know your body and your mind is responding to stressful conditions around you. And just like you can treat diabetes and manage it, you can do the same with depression, and you know it's something that you can overcome. So the best way to diminish the likelihood of suicide is to diminish depression, right? And there's a lot of things that you can do. Exercise is a really healthy thing you can do to diminish depression. Getting healthy sleep, seeing your healthcare provider, talking to a friend, a counselor, you know, getting professional assistance with that if that's something that is needful for you. All right. Of these things are helpful. So, yeah, I'd say the answer is yes.
Okay, super. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Science Specialist. Thanks for the visit. And again, hope everybody, starts exercising and gets the help in case there are some issues. Thank you for the visit.
Thanks, Mick. Have a great day.
You the same. This is Farm Talk.